The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? Why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was with you still, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord.
All praise to you, Lord Jesus.
The breaking of bread and Jesus making himself known after the resurrection. There are few things that kind of connect with us in the gospel of today. Number one is Jesus asking them, "Have you got anything to eat?" And they gave him a piece of baked fish. Was that salmon or tuna or mackerel? What kind of fish did Jesus really... You know, Jesus loved fish, right? And I know Father Gossi would have loved to be a disciple of Jesus because he loved salmon so much. I love salmon too. But these are things that we can connect with, that Jesus uses to show and to demonstrate his presence after his resurrection. Gave them bread, gave them fish, and then asks them, touch, feel, connect, embrace. These are realities. So last Sunday was the incident of Thomas, who was away from the group. And then Jesus appeared the first time, and the disciples tell the story, and Thomas doesn't understand it. Then Jesus comes the second time for Thomas. That was the individual reconnection to the community. Jesus bringing Thomas back into the faith, proving to Thomas that faith is important, especially when connected with the community. And in the gospel of today, Jesus encounters them in the group. The two disciples had come back from Emmaus, and One significant element in this community rebuilding is sharing the story. They come back to share the story of their faith, how he was made known to them in the breaking of bread. Sharing our story is important as faith-filled men and women, as Christians, as believers. What kind of story do we share? And what is the source of this story? The source of this story is centered around the Blessed Eucharist. The Blessed Eucharist, the breaking of bread. Jesus opens our eyes to see him, to feel him, to touch him. I was reading this article that is written since 1995, and the author was talking about the breaking of bread, and he writes, "The first Christians in Jerusalem were continually devoting themselves to the breaking of bread as a part of their daily life together. Originally, part of a common meal, the Lord's Supper was both a human and divine means of nourishment. As often as you eat this bread, reminds one of the importance that frequent celebration of the Eucharist had in the lives of the early Christians." The importance of the Eucharist in the life of the early Christians, and not just the early Christians, to us. So the breaking of the bread goes beyond physical hunger in this context. It goes beyond mere eating and mere drinking. Because in it, we see the symbol of sacrifice. In the breaking of the bread, we see the symbol of offering. We see the symbol of remembrance and memorial, which is what we do at Mass. We see the symbol of giving. So Jesus gives himself to us. And this is important in our time. For us to share our story, like Peter and the disciples, we have to understand the meaning of the story. And you can ask that question. How many of us know exactly the meaning of the story that we share? And why don't we share this story, like these disciples, to our children, to our young children, to our grandchildren? Why don't we share this story at our workplaces? A part of it is, to be honest with you, that some of us are not knowledgeable enough about their faith. Some of us seem to be afraid. The disciples are afraid. They are terrified. They are startled. And Jesus steps in. So when Jesus steps in, he opens our minds. He opens our hearts. And where does he do this? In the Blessed Eucharist. Gives us that bread. On Friday, I was with some of the children who were being prepared for their first Holy Communion. I could see some of them here today, right? We're here on Friday. And as these children were coming into the church, they moved from the hall into the church. And I was at the back watching them. And it was for them a transitioning from one space to the other. So they just came in, crashed in, and sat down. And I was watching them to see what they do and how they do it, whether they understand the meaning of church as different from the hall where we had moved from. So as I watched them, it struck me to see if we can go to the basics. I went into the sacristy. The director is here. I went into the sacristy and I said to her, "I want to do something which wasn't planned. I want to do something different for these kids." So I got the key to the tabernacle. I opened the tabernacle and then I came back to them. There's a little animal here. bring him. Come on. Been going back and forth here, right?
So cute.
He's smiling and laughing, right? Okay. So, you know, I wish I can be like this little kid. Just cry and mom picks me up. And then I eat and sleep and wake up and cry. Mom picks me up again, right? Oh, no. Okay, so I decided to talk about the tabernacle and reverence to the Blessed Eucharist. So I said to these kids, what is the tabernacle? And you know, when you ask kids questions, all of them have their hands up. They had all of them, hey, they were doing like this. And then I came, hey, okay, what is the tabernacle? They forgot why they raised their hands. That's how they behave. But two of them, one said, Jesus is inside there. That was what she said. I said, good. And then the other one said, it is about Jesus. The tabernacle is about Jesus. I said, that's good. It's a good place to start, and you understand that it is about Jesus. What we do is about Jesus. Okay, so when you come into the church, how do you express that it is about Jesus? I said, let us do this. If you go home today after this exercise, and you get to your house, and as you are coming back, mom opens the door for you and welcomes you, what will you say to mom? What will you do to mom? He said, hi, mom. Right? Hi, mom. That's what we are going to do. I said, that is great. So when you come into the church, Jesus is in the tabernacle. And that is what distinguishes the Catholic Church from any other church. Because Jesus is truly, really, substantially present in the Blessed Eucharist, even after the Mass. Once Jesus is consecrated on the altar and we repose Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, in the tabernacle, Jesus is there. So when you come in, what do? Hi, Jesus. Right? Yeah, you have to say hi to Jesus. But how do you say hi to Jesus? There is a composure to it. So you fold your arms and you use the right leg to touch the ground, kneel. Use your left leg to support you, and you say, Jesus, in the Blessed Sacrament, I adore you. How many of us know this? How many of us know this? That's the truth. Ask Father God. We learned this in the very first year of our seminary in 1986, at the age of 12. Our first rector taught this to us. And to this day, it has stuck in my head. Count back from now to 1986. And this is the basics. Once you understand that Jesus is here and you're coming in reverently, you say, Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, I adore you. Eyes are watching. Ears are listening. Hands are still. Legs are quiet. Mind is paying attention. This is what we do in church. Eyes are watching because Jesus, truly in the Blessed Sacrament, I adore you. I'm watching. You're watching. So when you tell your child to pay attention in church, it's possible he doesn't understand what you're saying. It's possible she doesn't understand what you're saying. But once that child is coming in, understands that I have to say, hi, Jesus, right? That means he's here. Once he's here, then every other thing is informed by that presence. That is what we do. We share this story with our kids. We share this story once we know this story. And this story is the story of our faith. The story of our faith. And if you understand that Jesus is here, and then during the time for Holy Communion, Jesus said to Thomas, and he says this to the disciples today, look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. It is I myself. Jesus is not a ghost. So you come for Holy Communion, that reverence will guide you. So when you are either stretching your hand or bringing out your tongue to receive Holy Communion, you are touching Jesus. You are feeling Jesus. You are meeting Jesus. You are embracing Jesus. And once you take him, then this guides you within the community. So when Jesus says, "Peace be with you," it is the Jesus that you have received. It is not a ghost. Jesus is not one story that is abstract. Jesus is real. And we break the bread when we gather here. St. Paul said when he was writing to the Corinthians, they break the cup that we bless. The bread that we break is a communion in the body and blood of Christ. My dear friends, we seem to live at an age or in an age where most of our traditions as Catholics have been watered down to the point that there is no more difference between church and anywhere else. But if we understand the reverence that belongs to Christ in the Blessed Eucharist, then we carry this reverence with us. And that is when you, as a human being, as Christian and as Catholic, when you are relating with another person, you know that you carry with you Jesus. It is not a story, not just a story. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So the disciples are sharing this story today. Jesus says, "You are witnesses." Witnesses to what? Witnesses to his life. Witnesses to his death. Witnesses to his resurrection. Where do you tell these stories? In the sacraments, you witness all this. In the sacraments, the baptism, confirmation, Eucharist, holy orders, matrimony, last rites, name them, wedding, marriage, right? Confirmation. There are seven of them. Confession. Yeah, penance, right? You witness to Jesus at each moment you encounter him in the sacrament. And you have to share your story. The same way you share the story of your grandmom or your granddad in the house, how you were brought up. This is the way you share the story of Jesus. Because Jesus makes you who you are. And it is about Jesus. So as you receive the Blessed Sacrament this morning, remind yourself again that it is about Jesus. You're touching him. You're feeling him. You're connecting with him. As you connect with him, let this excitement that the disciples had on encountering him when he opened their eyes and their minds be yours. Receive Jesus with joy, and that joy will be with you so that nothing will intimidate you because it is about Jesus. So if you don't know before now, when you come into the church and you're genuflecting, "Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, I adore you." That is the way to say, "Hi, Jesus." And when you are going, you are saying again, "Hi, Jesus, I adore you." And you are leaving, not just leaving him behind, but then taking him with you. And you get to the house, your children embrace you, they see Jesus. You get to work, somebody embraces you, they see Jesus. Is it shopping? Somebody sees you, they feel Jesus. That is how we are witnesses of everything because we are about Jesus. Amen.